Thank you, Chair. Norway too is a long-standing party to the Additional Protocol 2 and Article 36, of course. Legal reviews are essential to ensuring compliance with international law, as has been pointed out by so many, and we very much support fleshing out what considerations the legal review should comprise in the specific case of laws. And our impression is that there is very much support for this in this room. And based on the understanding, of course, that the work on legal reviews will not replace our work to formulate the limits and regulations that apply to laws. We believe it would be useful for this GG to give some indications on the thresholds for when modifications of autonomous weapon systems would require renewed reviews, in furtherance of the conclusions on this point in 2018. And in the case of laws, this is particularly salient since programming changes can have significant impact on the functioning of the system. And like the Philippines and others, we believe particular emphasis should be put on determining whether the weapon systems are sufficiently understandable, explainable, predictable, and reliable in the intended context of use, which are considerations that gain particular relevance when AI and self-learning are involved. And we join the many who've called for the GG to take a further step and encourage voluntary exchanges of best practice and review results rather than stating that it could be beneficial like we did in 2019. Thank you.